Hey there, Arnold Vasquez here, your host with the most for the coast. Welcome to the Central Coast Entrepreneurs Podcast, helping aspiring new entrepreneurs connect, collaborate, and succeed with other fellow businesses in California's Central Coast. Join me as we share the firsthand experience from your favorite local business owners and form part of a community of like-minded people working towards a common goal of success by sharing who they are, what they do, and what they stand for. What's going on, Central Coast? Super excited to have you again listening to the podcast. Thank you for listening, whether, like I said, you're listening, getting up in the morning, in midday, afternoon, starting your day, ending your day, or just in the middle of it. Know very much that I appreciate you taking the time to listen. So let us jump right into it. Time and time again, I find that it's the small details that make the biggest difference on the long run for my day-to-day interactions and for doing the tasks at hand, and more than anything, even just my overall mood. And one thing that I have to say that has really definitely helped me as well, and what I recommend as well, it's as easy as having enthusiasm. Having enthusiasm and performing any tasks gives you just an overall abundance of energy. And you can easily tell the people who are enthusiastic about what they're doing because you can see that they have a strong, genuine interest and are eager to pursue the task at hand. One really great thing about being enthusiastic as well is that showing enthusiasm also motivates people around you. They're just naturally drawn to you. People want to be around positive people. And obviously, it's very understandable that sometimes we may not be in the best of moods, but nevertheless, we shouldn't let those circumstances and inconveniences deter our feelings and how we feel. Remember, we are not our circumstances. We are what we choose to be on a daily basis. Remember, excellence is not a state, it is actually a habit. So therefore, you are your habits of excellence. When you see kids playing, you see that they have enthusiasm. They laugh, they engage, and have a great time in what they're doing. They're kids. They are 100% genuine when they interact. They don't hold back, and they just have a great time. So that's why, in that sense, we need to be more like kids and not only expressing our true selves, but also having that enthusiasm to go out to the world, you know, and say, hey, this is who I am, this is what I'm going to do, and this is how I'm going to do it and carve our slice of the world. And having enthusiasm just helps you become more successful on the long run in your personal life and in almost every other aspect. Let me explain what I mean by that. Because when you are enthusiastic and you have such a go-to attitude towards accomplishing your task at hand, there is nothing that will stop you. Because let's say the roles were reversed. You were just, you know, neutral, not exactly happy, but not exactly sad. And then something bad happens to you, that person is more likely to give up because they don't have that extra emotional intelligence to be able to say, to shake that off and say, you know, that doesn't matter. I am going to continue. Enthusiastic people will always find ways around setbacks. And obviously they will fall down too. You know, that's perfectly normal. Everybody fails, and that's fine. But the most important part is getting back up, you know, with that positive attitude and just carrying on with that energy, that positive energy, and just finishing and working towards that resolve. And somewhere where this applies more than anywhere else is in our own work as well. Because just like I was mentioning, we have the choice of waking up, being enthusiastic, making the most of our day and all the opportunities that present itself to us, or not. You can simply just live, you know, a normal day in a normal mindset. But remember this, if you want extraordinary results, you must have extraordinary actions. And before having those extraordinary actions, you need to have an extraordinary mindset to go with that. And there are some things to take note that not everybody will be warmed up to your enthusiasm, your energy, your positive attitude. And that's perfectly fine, because as long as you're giving out that abundance, that energy, that happiness, that positivity, you will get back tenfold, because you receive what you give back. And so if you give nothing but happiness, joy, you will receive that back tenfold. one thing that I just did want to clarify as well, too, that doesn't necessarily mean being enthused doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be screaming on the top of your lungs and talking super fast, unless that is, obviously, unless that's how you express yourself, which is perfectly fine. But everybody can express their own enthusiasm and energy in their own special and unique way. But that it's that gumption, that, you know, inner fire inside, that when you speak with passion, with that positive body language, with that nonstop mindset, that is what you convey to other people, because that's something, it's a transfer of feelings, that positive energy. It's funny, I was actually taking a sales class actually, and one of the key lessons of one of the mentors, what they said was that in the beginning, salespeople, they may not know the script of what they're going to say 100%, but the reason why they learn quick and why they still do a great job is because they speak with more enthusiasm and energy as a more seasoned veteran. And ironically, he was saying how when you don't know what you're saying as much script-wise, obviously, you substitute that with, you know, when you substitute that with enthusiasm and energy, that actually is a greater way of expressing and communicating with people, because they pick up on that tenfold. Find that perfect balance, and, you know, expressing yourself at 110% is what matters most. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And if you know somebody that would really appreciate listening to the podcast, I would humbly ask if you may share the podcast with that family, friend, or relative. Let's connect, let's collaborate, and succeed together. Arnold, signing out.